Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you are just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, joined by special guest, former U.S. Attorney James Santo. He's with me very frequently on this fine program, and we always appreciate his expertise. We've got a big court decision, folks, that came down today. If you will recall, Judge Hannah Dugan, Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge, State Judge Hannah Dugan, a few months back, did what judges do. She directed people around her courtroom. She managed her calendar. And lo and behold, a month later, Donald Trump decided that she was going to face criminal charges. Well, Judge Dugan, represented by an all-star team of lawyers, including former Solicitor General Paul Clement, a Federalist Society member, very conservative gent, and another former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Stephen Piskupic, filed a motion to dismiss those criminal charges. And today, Federal Judge Lynn Adelman issued his decision. Tell us more, Jim.
Sure. So the two motions that, again, the defense counsel raised, first with a magistrate judge and now with Lynn Adelman, number one, that she is immune from prosecution. Interestingly, they said, you know what? If the president is immune from prosecution, we've got the same thing going here. And they also raised a 10th Amendment argument, basically says that this is a state matter. James Madison said the federal government should not be mucking around in state matters, so stay away from that. And the judge today denies both the motion on both of those grounds. Here's one of the things he says, Maggie. He says, there's no basis for granting immunity simply because some of the allegations in the indictment describe conduct that could be considered part of the judge's job. It's a 27-page ruling. He goes on to talk about Nancy Joseph, who's a magistrate judge, who came to the same ruling. And he says, it's true in the bribery prosecutions, concededly valid, where the judges were prosecuted for performing official acts intertwined with bribery. And so dismisses the notion that there is immunity here, also goes on to say, no, this is a matter for federal review. Interestingly, he also says, I recognize that these are maybe not threshold issues of first impression, but he's going to have a hearing on the 3rd of September coming up fairly soon, 11 a.m., and he wants to know whether or not Judge Dugan and her attorneys are going to do what's called an interlocutory appeal. Do you take this up to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals and have them review this before we go on with the trial? My guess is, I suspect it's yours as well, Maggie. Yeah. They will do that. And so that will suspend proceedings for a while. We'll get a decision maybe sometime later this year, more likely even next, on whether or not this is all the case. But again, a big matter coming out of the federal court right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just this afternoon. And the case goes on. His attorney's also saying, if we go to trial, we're going to prove that our client, Judge Dugan, not in fact guilty of these federal offenses, including there's an obstruction charge here, right? It's undermining the proper administration of government. And they're quite confident that when the facts are presented, again, the important for your listeners to understand, these are legal issues being presented on the face of the charges. We're not even addressing what exactly happened that day. We're basically saying, as a legal matter, 10th Amendment says no, immunity says no. The judge today says, I disagree.
Maybe.
Let's go to trial.
Yeah. I find it fascinating that he calls out and makes note of the fact that this may be the particular contours here,
right,
an issue of first impression, which is, frankly, what a federal trial judge does when they're tipping their hand to that interlocutory appeal, Jim, that you mentioned just moments ago. Folks, you can always rely on our legal commentary because we've got a former U.S. attorney and a longtime attorney and myself. We're here to break it down for you. We know those fancy words like interlocutory. It just means an intermediate before the case has finally concluded. Typically, appeals are held until, in a criminal case, you have a jury verdict or a plea or a voluntary dismissal of charges by the prosecution. So I agree. There's no way Judge Dugan's lawyers do not appeal this. They want the Seventh Circuit to hear it. And certainly, whomever wins on appeal to the Seventh Circuit will no doubt end up appealing to the Supreme Court. Do you not think so?
Absolutely. And interesting that, again, as you mentioned at the top, Paul Clement, who does an awful lot of litigation arguing
Mr.
before
Supreme Court,
that
yes.
group of nine. And so they may be well familiar with a pleading that comes in under his signature. Wouldn't be surprised. Again, there was another case about a year or so ago involving a judge in the East Coast. The case was ultimately dismissed. But it really is one of these things where you have to get inside the facts and try to figure out what is truly judicial. Are these arguments worth making? And they plainly are worth making. Do they have merit? And it may well be that eventually the Supreme Court, maybe in this coming term, could even decide this major issue of judicial immunity and what the 10th Amendment means in 2025 and 2026.
And here's the thing, okay, folks, if you will remember, this has to deal with ICE agents being in a state courthouse, which has been legally challenged in the past as an improper violation of the 10th Amendment, meaning the agents trying to apprehend someone allegedly here without proper permission, that in and of itself has been challenged legally before. But to keep in mind, that's what this case is about, that person that they were seeking to detain was appearing before Judge Dugan. At the end of the day, here are facts that no one can ever argue about. The ICE agents could have apprehended the man before he appeared in Judge Dugan's courtroom. They chose not to do so. His appearance before her was minutes long, and then the agents apprehended him after he was in her courtroom. Yes, they pursued him throughout the building and outside, but there was an agent with him, following him, and in the elevator with this guy after this hearing. Seems to me to be a very political prosecution.
All trial facts, by the way, right?
Witch hunt. Yes, these will be trial facts. We're going to take a brief break. We got a special guest coming up for you next. Stick with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.